Good afternoon, folks. It's time for Living the Good Life right here on Beacon of Hope Ministries and right here on the radio station here in Clearwater, Tan Talk. There we go. Okay. We were having some problems with the phone. We'll get Cindy on here in a minute. It's Tan Talk Radio. And we are excited about what God's going to do here. And I don't want that song. I'm doing five things at once, trying to get YouTube straightened out and everything else I'm doing right this minute. But we're going to get it working here in just a moment. Everything coming on correctly in just a moment. So if you're trying to get in YouTube, so are we. So hopefully we'll be able to get that worked out here in a minute. Dr. Angel's in the studio. I'm in the control room. Cindy Henderson, you are in Idaho.
I am.
You are, aren't you? Are you still in Idaho? The last time we checked, you were living there for the last several years. Are you still there?
I've been here for almost 8 years.
There you go. So you are still here. There.
I'm still here. Yes.
Has it really been that long? Oh, my gosh. Because you used to be an active part here at Beacon of Hope in Clearwater, and we miss you, and we would try to talk you into moving, but you don't seem to be, like, going for that. So, anyway.
I love it here.
I know you love it there. I'm glad you're happy. You know what? I'm glad you're happy. I really am, because you mean a lot to all of us, so we're glad you're happy. Dr. Angel, you're here in Clearwater.
I sure am.
And you're here every day, aren't you?
I sure am.
And God is moving in your practice and your business. You want to tell them what you do?
Sure. I am a psychologist, and I have a practice here in Clearwater, Florida, where we serve children, teens, adults, couples, and families. And we are booming, and it has been great watching people's lives get healed and do better and be able to get on top of depression and anxiety and the traumas that they've been through.
Oh, why do you want to do that?
I feel like I've been called to do this. This is definitely a calling.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And we've been in the new building where you are in the front of the building and the church has the rest of it. For a year and a half, it'll be 2 years in May. Can you believe that?
I know, right?
Wow. It's crazy. It's crazy. How wonderful is that?
It has been wonderful, you know, and I'm adding another therapist to the practice. I'm actually a one and a half therapist to the practice. So we are growing and it's been just so cool watching all this boom from having no one to
65, 70 patients.
Yes.
And it's an answered prayer. Guys, God answers prayer. Dr. Angel is a perfect example of that. Yes, you're a PhD and a licensed mental health counselor, but you worked for a large company and then you stepped out in faith a year and a half ago. And tough doing that.
Very tough, very scary living on the limbs of doing that. But you know what? God is faithful, and he's definitely opened the doors when they needed to open, and it's been an amazing process.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for Cindy and Dr. Angel. We thank you, Lord, for this show today that it's going to bless countless numbers of people. We thank you, Lord, for the people that today will receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior into their heart. We thank you, Lord, for the word, the anointed word that's going out and that will touch so many lives. You get the glory and praise right now before we ever see what you're going to do. You are an amazing, wonderful God. And Lord, what I'm praying right now, I just take this opportunity to thank you for the tremendous service we had this morning at Beacon of Hope on Zoom and in live person. Oh, Lord, it was totally wonderful. You get all the glory. You get all the praise. We exalt you. Praise the Lord with us during this beginning overture. I love it. Terry McCallum. Not just South Africa, but all of our listening audience, too. This was recorded live in South Africa a few years back. start praising God because he's going to do some mighty things today during this show. Prepare your heart to receive what he has for you today. Go on with that. Let's just go on with that a minute. Yeah, let's just do that. Go on. Glory. Amen. Glory and honor. Worship the Lord with us.
Musicians, all lifting their voices and instruments to give glory and honor to the Lamb of God on the throne. Friends, I believe that when God created the earth, he threw it out into space and called it the worship center of the universe. And so when you and I come into this meeting and we lift our voices and we begin to glorify the Lamb of God, we are fulfilling the highest call known to man. So I invite you right now to stand with me and lift your voice and let's join the choir and the orchestra of heaven and give glory to the King. Sing it with me.
Yes, he is. That's the answer to that. Praise God. I don't know about you guys, but that just does something to me when I hear those that kind of worship. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to start with verse 22 in a moment. And for those of you that this might be kind of weird for you, that we are so excited about worshiping God and praising God, what do you have to say about that, Cindy Henderson in Idaho? What do you have to say to people who are like new to this experience, and also people, we are YouTube Live now. It's gotten fixed. We're ready to go. So we're on. So go ahead, Cindy Henderson.
I used to think it was weird, too.
You used to think it was weird? You used to think people like you were weird?
Yep.
I hear you. I thought people like you were weird, and people like me were weird, too, at one point in my life. Many years ago. But go ahead.
I grew up in a very, very conservative church. People didn't even say amen in the church.
Yep.
Never clapped for anything, not special music, not a good word, nothing. And, I also went to a very conservative Christian college the same way. And
so did Dr. Angel.
So, when I was first introduced to charismatic worship, and I kind of hung around the fringes for a long time.
Yeah.
But from what I found is that it's, in the Bible, David danced.
Yes, he did.
He spun with joy. So
it was.
It's a very natural human. God made us to dance and to shout and to be moved by worship music, and once I finally was introduced to it and realized that this is awesome. I was kind of upset that it had taken that long for me to
me
be
too
able to do it.
I wasn't introduced to it until I was 29 years old, and had been a youth pastor for a long time. You were 40,
and I was 40.
Yeah, and it was like wow.
Mm-hmm.
Angel,
exactly.
You grew up in Assemblies of God. So
yes, I did.
So you had a different experience than Cindy and I. Do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. Well, actually, I grew up in a Catholic church because part of my family is Italian. And then my other part of my family was Assemblies of God, Church of God. So Pentecostal movement. And so very different styles of worship. Very much so.
Yeah. And so it takes a while. And for those of you out there who are going, I think you guys are a little off the... No, we aren't. No, we have learned, and it is scriptural. Everything we teach on Beacon of Hope is scriptural, and we've been doing this show now 14 plus years, and we've seen so many people blessed by the ministry, the ongoing ministry, and it is a joy. We are in a new series. We started last week. It's called Forevermore. Why is it called Forevermore, Cindy? What does that mean?
Because we believe that human death is not the end.
That's right.
That we just simply cross over and transition into our eternal lives in heaven.
That's right. And today we're going to talk about what happens when you die, part two. If you missed what happens when you die, part one, that was last week. It is on YouTube. You just open your YouTube thing and you go to TANTalkRadio/ Beacon of Hope. Dan or Angel, where do they go? Living the Good Life.
Living the Good Life.
Living
yes.
the Good Life, the name of the show. Right, go there. So go to TANTalkRadio/ Living the Good Life, and you'll find last week's, or you can actually go to our Facebook post on Beacon of Hope Ministries on Facebook from this morning, from last week. And so for all of you who are saying, boy, that was kind of a wild song you started with, that was intentional. Because you know why? We are going to heaven. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. I've been singing that song a lot lately. And then that old hymn, maybe you two of you remember this. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Oh, yes.
When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Yes.
Did you grow up singing that song, Angel?
Oh, yes.
Hebrews 12:22. You've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Someday we will be in the heavenly Jerusalem. and to myriads of angels in festive gathering, and to the General Assembly and Assembly of the Firstborn, who are registered as citizens in heaven. Someday you're going to be registered as a citizen in heaven. It will not give you a voting card, however. And to God, who is judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous, the redeemed in heaven, there are people that are saved and are in heaven. We're going to talk about that today. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. We're going to talk about that. Because it's what Jesus did on the cross that allows us to claim salvation in the name of Jesus. It is what he did, the finished work on the cross. Luke 23:43, Jesus said to one of the criminals on one side of him, when that criminal wanted to know who he was and said he believed in him, Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." We're going to talk about paradise today. We're going to talk about what happens when you die, when you close your eyes and your spirit leaves your body. Why don't you call a friend and say, you need to listen to this. Get a notebook and start taking notes. Verse 25 of Hebrews 12. See to it that you do not refuse to listen to him who is speaking to you now. Dear ones, God's going to be speaking to you all through this show. I'm just telling you right now. I know it. I feel it in my bones. Who's speaking to you now? For if those sons of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to him who warned them on earth, revealing God's will, how much less will we escape if we turn our backs on him who warns from heaven? I guess you could put a big warning label on this show today, Angel. I mean, it's like warning.
Yes, yes. Very much
warning
so.
Warning is a warning. Coming.
You're going to be exposed to truth today. Look out. Cindy, why is it important that we warn our listeners that God wants to speak directly to them today?
So they can be ready.
Mm-hmm. So and receptive, can, I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Warnings get your attention.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically it's saying, hey, heads up, something's going to happen. Be on guard. Pay attention. And that's what we're doing.
Well, we used to have a warning label on our website that said, be careful, if you listen to these shows, you might actually get to the point of receiving eternal life. It was something like that. I can't remember exactly what it said, but it was a warning label. there might be enough amazing songs, chat, teaching today to change your life forever, dear one, when we give the invitation. If you do not know that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus forevermore, then today is your day. This is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Now is the time of salvation. Angel, you want to comment on that? Why now? Why don't we just wait till like we get old? You know, and, you know, we get old and we like, oh, yeah, I better be talking to God about heaven now because I'm pretty old. That's not a quote from me. I'm just saying.
I was going to ask you.
No, I do not feel old whatsoever.
Well, the reason why it's now is we are not guaranteed a tomorrow. And we do not know. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. And so now is the time that we need to take these things seriously. And I think when we're talking about death and the afterlife, it's a topic, I can tell you from the counseling room, that brings a whole lot of fear. And I see a lot of fear arise from it because people do not know what the truth is. They've heard this, they've heard that, you know, culture, movies, books, magazines, you know, all kinds of stuff, but they really do not know the truth.
And that's why we're here today. I could be sitting comfortably in my living room with my baby dog beside me watching football. And instead, we have a mission, Angel and Cindy, right now. We are on a mission as much as going on a mission trip to a foreign land. Some people, when we talk about heaven and dying and receiving salvation, it's a foreign language to them.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy, you want to comment on that?
It says that the the Spirit will make these things clear to people. So, and that and basically the Bible says that it is a foreign language to be, to people. But the Spirit will take that foreign language and make you understand it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're open to the message.
Right. Because are you saying that there's a lot of people that are not open to the message?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Of course. There's mm-hmm. there's lots of people that aren't open to whatever message anybody's putting out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's exactly right. So, mm-hmm. Open your heart right now, dear ones. Open your heart to what God wants to do in you. Hebrews chapter 12. Talking about Jesus, who is the mediator of a new covenant, uniting God and man, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of mercy, a better and nobler and more gracious message than the blood of Abel, which cried out for vengeance. This is us getting right with God. Verse 25 of Hebrews 12, if you're just joining us, see to it that you do not refuse to listen to him who is speaking to you now. Talk to me about that. Cindy, see to it that you do not refuse to listen. Are there people who refuse to listen?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Where are they? Where are those people? In some foreign land?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Probably in people's own houses and next door and down the street and at their workplace and... because whatever the warning is, me being from places where it snows and can snow quite heavily, I know that they'll put out a weather warning mm-hmm. calling for, hey, mm-hmm. we're going to have 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Right. Yes.
Power lines could come down. Tree limbs could come down. You could lose your power. Stock up. It's the same in Florida with the hurricane warning.
Sure.
People choose to ignore them constantly.
All the time.
And then you see, water rescues and houses that have collapsed on people. And, because as humans, we have this thing with authority that says, you're not the boss of me. And,
right.
You're not gonna tell me what to do.
Boy, that's a good point.
Yep.
And you know what? Today, we're not claiming to be the boss of you. We're just saying we're giving you an opportunity and a gift today of salvation. So look at verse 25 of Hebrews 12 again. See to it that you do not refuse to listen to him who is speaking to you now. We're just his mouthpiece. This is God speaking through us. I'm not kidding you. I wish you could have been with us this morning, Cindy. The power of the living God was very, very present in our service today. And people, it is not a time to just ignore what's going on in this world. It's been mm-hmm. a rough week.
Yes.
Over 4,000 people are dying a day in the United States of COVID right now. This is mm-hmm. January 10th of 2021 when we do this show right now live. We just had a terrible assault on the Capitol. Many, many people could have died and been massacred in that whole thing. Didn't happen, praise God. Just a few mm-hmm. died. Angel, talk to us about this. It's time to sit up and pay attention. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, it absolutely yep. is time for us to sit up and pay attention. And here's the thing. It's not going to look like what popular culture tells us it's going to look like. It's not going to, hearing what God has for us, it's not about what other people think or believe. It's God talking directly to us, his truth.
Amen. I got to give you a little metaphor. Just reminded me. I was like 7 years old, 6 years old. And at our meal time with my parents and my two younger sisters was everybody sat around the table, right? We didn't just eat on the run. I mean, obviously, these were different times. But so I was, my sister Jan wasn't there that evening. She was staying all night with our grandparents, as I remember. And so I laid down on her seat, which was right beside me, at the meal table. And my mother kept saying, sit up. You do not lay down at the table. You sit up. And I said, I don't feel like it. I must have been 8 or 9, come to think of it, because Jan was 3 years younger than me. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. Okay. And she kept saying, and then she got my dad involved. She's got to sit up. That's what we do at the table. We sit up. We pay attention. We eat together. We talk together. And I don't know why I was in a rebellious mood, because that really wasn't the kind of kid I was, really. But when I sat, she said, I said, now sit up. When I sat up very quickly, I chipped my tooth. And Angel, you can't see it from here because you're through the glass. But sometime you can notice my front tooth is chipped. And I did it that day in rebellion. I have never forgotten that I refused to just do what was normally expected of me, right? And obey what my parents were saying. So take that, Dr. Angel, that metaphor that I just gave you, and later I'll show you my tooth.
Okay, well, right. And that's a great metaphor. But, you know, and that's just it. I think there's so many people that are walking in rebellion. Some of them are walking in rebellion purposefully.
Yeah.
And some of them are unintentionally walking in the rebellion because they're believing the half-truth, which is a lie. Like, they're taking other people's perspective of who God is and what's going to happen to us when we die, and is there really an urgency? I've heard, I can't tell you how many times I hear in the counseling room, oh, God's such a loving God, he would never send anyone to hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a myth. That's
right,
a lie.
It's a myth, right? And if you're a good person, then you're fine. And, like, they believe these things. And so that's walking in, I feel like, kind of unintentional rebellion, because they want to do what's right, but they just haven't tapped into the source of truth. And we've got to make sure, especially in this day and age, we have information. We have the world in our phones, at our fingertips at all times. Every version of the Bible that exists, you can access for free.
Exactly.
We have truth, but we walk in so much of the lies right now.
Oh, absolutely. Cindy, do you want to weigh in on that?
No, I think she
covered
it.
Okay, back to verse 25 of Hebrews 12. So if these sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel, did not escape when they refused to listen, who warned them on earth, revealing God's will, how much less will we escape if we turn our backs on him who warns from heaven? If you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you listen to this show today, and you will be given an opportunity at the end of the show to accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you walk away from this show unsaved, that's on you.
Absolutely.
Not on us. Mm-hmm. I quoted this verse. I'm going to go back to it here. It is 2 Corinthians 6:2. Behold, and it's a quote from Isaiah 49:8. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's today. We don't know if you're going to be here alive, or any of us will be tomorrow. The day of salvation is today, right? Verse 28 of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude and offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For our God is indeed a consuming fire. Cindy, do you have a comment on that before we go to this song?
I'd just like to remind Christians that this is a kingdom that can't be shaken. Mm-hmm. So, even though the recent events, you know, the events of this week, the events of COVID, all that's happened for several years now, God's not afraid of that.
No.
God knew what was going to happen. He knew
sure.
in advance.
He did.
He's been present the whole time.
He's
not worried. And his true kingdom will not be shaken. So we can find hope in that. We can find our anchor in that. And even though these things are troubling,
right?
They're worrisome. They're, you know, I don't think we can just fluff them off and say, that's okay. You know,
right.
I do think we have to think about them. We have to consider them. We have to determine where do we stand.
Right.
But ultimately, our kingdom will not be shaken.
Amen.
No matter what happens in the United States or anywhere around the world, God's kingdom won't be shaken.
Amen. Because he's a good, good father. Chris Tomlin, for you, Angel.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide.
God, you're our good, good father, and we love you, love you, love you, mighty God. We're your kids. You're our dad. In Romans 8, it says that when we cry out to him, it's like crying, Abba Father, which means Daddy God. Cindy, I know that you and I have talked about that many times. I mean, you have a great earthly daddy and mine's in heaven, but we grew up as preacher's kids and it changed us. It molded us, did it not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And as good as our earthly fathers were, our heavenly father is so much better, right?
Mm-hmm, right. No, because earthly ones make mistakes.
Sure. But our heavenly father is always there loving us regardless of what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good, good father. Angel, that's one of your favorite songs. Why?
It sure is. Because it just, I feel like it's very intimate. It's very personal. Like, as a father, I mean, he wants what's good for us. But, you know, in parenting, you know, when we parent our kids, we want what's good for our kids. But sometimes what's good for them is they have to have some consequences. They have to grow and to learn. And so, you know, he is wanting what's good for us. And but in a parental way, in a very caring, loving, protective way.
Right. And and we as humans don't always do it right, whatever that means, right? And some people are so scarred and beaten up by mistakes that parents made in raising them. But our Heavenly Father, he disciplines us, but he does it in such a loving way because he's always got the good. He knows what the good's going to be that comes out of the trial, whatever it is. Right, Angel?
Absolutely. And he holds us. He's there with us. You know, he's not abandoning us, like, you know, sending us to time out and go figure it out for yourself. He's walking there with us as we're growing, cheering us on, encouraging us through it, wrapping his arms of love around us when we feel weak or discouraged. Like, he's there.
He's there. Cindy, you got a brand new grandbaby, and I see you put her pictures on a lot, and she's a beautiful little girl. And I think what a joy to be grandparents, you know. Angel, you'll figure that out someday. But Cindy and I are already there. And what a joy to be able to let their parents raise them, right? But I mean, yes. we spoil them sometimes. And we, you know, my grandkids range from age 25 down to 2 months. And there's 14 of them. And I will tell you that being what they call me, Nana Florida, is one of the greatest joys of my life, is all of these blessings that God has given me. Have their lives always been easy? Have they always been a bowl of cherries to raise? No. No, they're not. Right?
Yeah.
But that's like us, Cindy. We're not always the sweetest little things in the flower patch, you know?
No. I was in a conversation about forgiveness and consequences, and it reminded me of a time when my daughter was young, and I told her not to cross the street, and or not to go to a friend's house and cross the street by herself, and she did it anyway.
Right.
And
that's so never happened to any of my kids, has it? You,
yeah.
Angel?
No.
You never had any disobey, right? And, no, Cindy, that's just you. That's just you. Yeah.
And so I told her, you know, it's like I forgave her.
Sure.
However, she was grounded for 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
Forgiving somebody does not mean that there are no consequences for the actions.
Sure.
Because if that happens, they don't learn.
Right.
And she learned.
Right.
She, you know, that did not happen again. And she knew I meant business when I said something.
Well, you know, we don't script these shows at all. They're just as the Holy Spirit directs. So I wanted to talk about a few myths. These are things that are not true that people believe about heaven. And Cindy, you just gave me the perfect segue to the first one on my list. And here it is. Nothing I do here on earth impacts me for eternity. There are no consequences. That is a myth. People, put it on a list. If you take notes, write these down. We are going to bust some myths today. So, Cindy, you gave me the perfect segue into number one on my list. Nothing I do here on earth impacts me. There are no consequences. It does not impact me for eternity. Talk about that.
Well, maybe not in the long run in eternity, but it does the Bible does talk about a judgment, and that, you know, there are crowns that we will get, and those crowns depend on what you've done here on earth. The
Amen.
Judgment will be painful.
Yes.
Because we've all fallen short so many ways. And in that period of time, it, you know, we're going to see ourselves as we really are. And it's not going to be pleasant, but it gets over with pretty much at the beginning, and then you got eternity to...
Well, let's actually look at a couple verses about that, because during this series, which is going to last about 14 weeks, we are going to talk about consequences. We are going to talk about rewards. We are going to talk about why my actions now impact eternity. If you take notes, write down Romans 3:23. This is part of what they call the Roman road. You little Baptists, you know what I'm talking about here. Romans 3:23, since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God. And verse 24, and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life as a gift by his precious undeserved grace through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus. So we've all sinned. We continually, it says in Romans 3:23, fall short of the glory of God. Now we're going to Romans 6:23. 6:23 says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God, that is, his remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Those two verses will preach, folks. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. So the wages of sin are death, and if we did not have a Savior, we would be doomed to hell. That's the truth. But because we have Jesus and his finished work on the cross, we are not consumed. Angel?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it shows us, first of all, that we equally all, you know, anytime there's absolutes, I'm always grabbing into the absolutes of the Bible. But all, like every one of us, every human that has ever walked this earth has sinned and fallen short. It is not, our salvation is not about us being good enough or talented enough or sweet enough to other people. Our salvation can't come from anything inside of us. It has to come from Jesus, who paved the way for that salvation, paid the price for our sin, took the consequence of our took the punishment for our choices and our shortcomings and our fallen. And it's a gift that we have to accept. We can reject that gift or we can accept that gift.
That's up to us.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, our freedom of choice comes in, our free will comes in, you know, and God wants all of us to accept the gift, but some will not. And that's because some people can't see that they have sinned and fallen short. Some people walk around thinking they have it all together and they've earned wealth or fame or notoriety or this good work or started that charity. But those things do not matter at the end if we don't have salvation through Jesus Christ.
So true. Jesus saves by, who did this one? No, it's Jesus Loves Me by Chris Tomlin. That's what I'm playing. Jesus loves you, dear one.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me.
I think I got the wrong song. It's all right,
so,
it must be the
so
one God wants.
To me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh,
fall, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leave the 99. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't.
Of course, that was the perfect song, right?
Yes, it was.
It was. That, oh my gosh. I had put it back in the wrong slot in my big CD compartment here that I carry with me to the show to let God tell us what to play. Angel, and that's one of your favorite songs. I guess we're playing Angel's favorite song
today. Today has been Angel's favorite song
day. Yeah. So,
Angel's playlist.
Yeah, Angel's playlist. So, why is God's love so reckless, and what does that mean? What does that mean, the word reckless? We associate that word with, like, forgetful.
Oh, you know, we do. We kind of associate reckless in a negative connotation.
Negative way, right? Like, but this isn't.
No, his love is reckless in the fact that it doesn't fit, like, the logic that we think in our human terms. Like, his love isn't because we've earned it. His love comes after us even when we make wrong choices and do bad things and, you know, we've rejected him time and time. His love is still chasing after us, and it's always there as soon as we're ready to receive that.
It's a matter of us receiving it.
Absolutely. And it doesn't fit the logic of you do good, you get good kind of logic, right? Like,
right.
God's love is just so amazing. Woo! And I love that.
That'll
he
preach.
Chases us.
He chases us down. We call him sometimes the hound of heaven, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cindy. You and I have called him that before. He's the Holy Spirit, the hound of heaven. He's just going to chase you till he gets you.
He is relentless.
I think he's chasing some people right now in the air.
Tell us
why you think this is important, this reckless love of God, Cindy.
Because it reaches people that other people, we as humans, believe are unreachable.
Right.
It's like Angel said, it doesn't follow our rules, doesn't follow our boundaries. You know, those of us that there are people that would never go minister to the homeless,
right,
or drug addicts, or, you know, walk into a bar and spread the love of God.
Right.
I think people have certain populations and people groups that they don't see the need or are afraid to go to those people. And so somebody has to reach them. And so what we need to realize is God's love is, it's overarching. It is for everybody. He doesn't, obviously he knows that homeless people are homeless and drug addicts are drug addicts and atheists are atheists and,
Right.
that doesn't surprise him, but he doesn't feel any differently about anyone.
He loves
like
us.
We do. That's right. We all, through our experiences and our upbringing, have prejudices that, even if we don't admit it, even if we think we don't, they're there.
Right.
And he doesn't suffer from any of that.
So true. We're coming up on the top of the hour in just a couple minutes, and we have another whole hour. And in during it, towards the end of that hour, we will be giving the prayer of salvation. If there is somebody in your life that you know of that you, if they died tonight, you would be really alarmed because you know they don't know the Lord, this would be a good time for you to call and say, I want you to tune in here on YouTube.com right now, TanTalkRadio/live, and pick up the rest of this show because I'm concerned about you or I've been praying for you. Would you go to YouTube.com and go to TanTalkRadio/live? And that's just something that just dropped in my spirit right now. We need to invite people to listen. And we invite people to get saved today. That's what this ministry is all about. It always has been. Our slogan from the very beginning in September of 2001 was where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Why is that our slogan, Dr. Angel?
Because there is so many lives who are hurting and that need God's healing. And it's His Word that restores us. It's Him that, He saves us. He restores us. He brings us up. He calls us, like, it's through His Word, through His truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And it's the good news of the gospel. We sometimes talk about it as the good news, because it is good news that you don't have to go to hell. I mean, seriously, you want to ring a bell in there, Angel, on that? I'm going to say it one more time. You don't have to go to hell. There you go. You can go to heaven forevermore. Do you want to ring it again? Woo! Boy, it's even got reverb in there in the studio. It'll knock your ears crazy. God has just told me to go totally different from where I was going to go today. We're going to go to Romans 10, starting with verse 8, as we turn at the top of the hour. Before we get there, you can go to Romans 10, 8. Before we get there, let me tell you what we're doing. We have launched. Enrique is listening right now. Enrique Centeno Lopez is our, I don't know what you want to call him. He's not really the webmaster. He's the creator of all these ads. I don't know what you call that.
Well, he's doing the digital marketing.
Digital marketing. That's who he is. He's our digital marketer. And we started this weekend with digital ads on Facebook. I don't know if you have seen them, Cindy. Please share them when you do. We've got one that's talking about this series, Forevermore, that started last week. We have one for the prayer ministry. And that they are both beautiful. Send in your prayer requests. It's right there on Facebook. It's the title of that ad is You Are Not Alone. And I love that. Enrique, if you're listening, I just send you a great big abrazo, which is a big hug right now for all your hard work that you have done and are continuing to do. Then this morning, he put together a video of our Hermanitos ministry in Puebla, which is feeding homeless street kids a breakfast in the mornings. Angel, I just said this morning we've just had other people coming on board pledging support. The kids, the need. Puebla is a town of 2.5 million people. So people come from the mountains. They send their kids into the town to work or whatever. They're street kids, a lot of them, without any amenities at all. And some of them has no blankets. We had somebody that donated 99 blankets God is moving and increasing the outreach. And this is not about getting our name out. This is about doing kingdom business for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Angel, talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the need there is very, very great. You know, you're right. It's a huge town and with a great need and not a lot of people out there serving. These are like the voiceless people in the community, you know, our older people and our children and the homeless. And, you know, and they need to know the love of Christ, but they need their physical needs met. They need food. They need to be warm. They need, and we are Christ's hands while we're here on earth. Like,
right.
That's what lasts for eternity.
That's
those
right.
works we do for him.
They do. Absolutely. It's important that we do this. Enrique just sent me back a big hug in Spanish on my text here. And, you know, I grew up in Central America as a missionary's kid. And my heart is there with the brown folks. And I love them so very much. And I believe, and I'm just speaking for me right here, that one of the biggest problems this nation has now is racism. It is people who are believing they are better than somebody whose skin's a little darker. Does that mean if I have a good tan in the summer, which I usually do, that somebody else is better than me because my skin is a little darker? I just like to have a good tan, right? But the all the nationalities around this world, Jesus loves the little children. I remember that song. Cindy, do you guys remember singing that? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. That was a song we grew up singing in Sunday school.
Absolutely.
And people, Jesus does. He does. We have a prayer ministry. The ad's on Facebook. The ad again is entitled You Are Not Alone, so look for it. Send in any prayer request to prayers at bohmglobal.com. Betty up in Michigan, Pastor Jim here, one of them will pick up your request. Get it out to the prayer team. You want to be on the prayer team? All you have to do is send an email to prayers at bohmglobal.com. Now, here's something else you can do. You can Zoom with us on Sunday morning for the entire service, and we will send you the Zoom link. And all you have to do is send a request to prayers at bohmglobal.com. See the kind of consistent thing here? Also, you can join us this Wednesday night now. Pastor Jim and Dr. Angel will be teaching this Wednesday night on hell. Whoa. You don't want to miss it, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You want to be on that Zoom invite? Send us a request at prayers at bohmglobal.com. Is anybody getting tired of me saying the same thing? Prayers at bohmglobal.com. What is the address for your prayer requests, for your Zoom requests, and anything else? Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Here we go. Here we go.
6.1
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.